Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. One voice, delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right, from the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. You can always count on Johnny Lydon. Some of you have never heard of him. He's also known as Johnny Rotten of the legendary Sex Pistols, and some of you have never heard of them or him again. But Johnny has this tendency to tick people off. I haven't always been a big Sex Pistols fan, but I find that my tastes have changed a little bit. And he ticked me off when he played with his second band, P.I.L., I think it's Pill. They didn't play any of the classic Pistols hits, but they didn't play any of their good songs either. I was deeply annoyed with that. But then I figured that if Johnny isn't annoying you, he just isn't Johnny, because he's a rebel, a real rebel. And he did it again when Queen Elizabeth II passed away. Because the Sex Pistols are known for their 1977 song, God Save the Queen, among others. The whole punk scandal overshadowed the fact that the Pistols are a great, great rock band. And a superficial reading of the song's lyrics imply contempt for the monarch. And granted, lyrics like God Save the Queen, She's Not a Human Being might lead you to that impression, though the terrific song, it's one of the best rock tunes ever, is really about the alienation brought on by the failure of their own British ruling class in the 70s, which is what's happening here now, here in the United States. So, when Elizabeth went to her reward, Lydon used his official Twitter account to tweet a beautiful portrait of the monarch, which was the same one they adulterated for their famous record cover, and included the words, "Send her victorious," a stirring line from the British National Anthem, which is also called God Save the Queen. And, oh my, what happened next was completely, I mean, you just wouldn't know that this was going to happen. Because the self-proclaimed edgy set freaked out. If you read the comments, you're treated to a nonstop litany of sissy blue checks explaining to Johnny freaking Rotten how he's not just punk enough for their exacting standards. And this is the guy who spent his 20s hanging out with Sid Vicious. And he was getting lectured to by people who spent their 20s out with their parents and using their inside voices. And no punk ever walks up on you and tells you their pronouns. And you know, Johnny got a kick out of blowing the minds of the very same people who insist they aren't squares. See, homeboy's a rebel, and he does what he wants, and if you don't like it, well, there's a lot of British phrases that you probably know what. Well, I know what they mean because I'm half British, but I'm not going to use them here. I'm not going to yank that chain. The world could use a lot more of this outstanding attitude. There's no group in human history more deserving of a middle finger than our garbage ruling elite. They are arrogant, stupid, corrupt, inept, and yet possessed of such awesome self-regard that is actually astonishing to me. How can people so devoid of any actual accomplishment be so firmly convinced of their own moral and mental superiority? And while their inexplicable conviction of their own hypercompetence is tiresome, maybe their most irritating affectation is that they think they are rebels. They think they're rebels. They thought I was a rebel when I was in school. I'm colorblind. And there was a part in the 70s where it became fashionable to wear for the guys to wear white denim with no belt, because all the bell bottom jeans had to have elastic in the waistband of the white kind, because this was the style. We were doing away with belts, and it was white. I don't know why it was white, Of course, I couldn't. Everything to me that is a light color without my Enchroma glasses looks white to me. So I found a pair of those, and I started wearing them. I wore them for 2 years, and one day somebody walked up to me and told me how much of a rebel I was for wearing those pink pants for 2 years. Now, that's a rebel. Now, today's blue checks, they imagine themselves as being the underdogs of battling the bourgeois constraints that keep them from flying their freak flags and being exactly who they are. But the big problem in America today is all the repression that keeps people from being who they are. The problem is that far too many people are being who they are when they are, in fact, appalling in every way. Weirdos and losers and mutations and bizarre goofs. They think they're somehow striking back against a society when the mandarins of our institutions are not interested in stopping their shenanigans, even when they include grooming kiddies to form the next generation of gibos. The institutional class is interested in helping them become the best version of themselves, which is often terrible. But here's the thing. If you aren't doing something the people in power dislike, you're not a rebel. You are a cog. A cog in a machine designed to crush all dissent. And these people are eager to be cogs. But here's a test. And which of these will society, in the form of the government, schools, media, and the corporations, not harass? Number one, some dude who dresses up in leather bondage gear with a thong, puts on a unicorn horn on his head, and dances for dollar bills before a kindergarten class at a public school. Number two, an 18-year-old in college class who disagrees with the professor that Christians are racist who are ruining America. Or number three, some healthy mom who didn't want to make her kids wear a mask outside. Or number four, a citizen who expresses concerns about the integrity of an election that is not the 2000 election, the 2004 election, the 2016 election, or the last Georgia governor's election. That's the easiest quiz you'd take all year. In fact, the only conformist thing among those examples is a dude trying so hard to be special and unique just like all his friends. And if it applies, pardon me if I'm misgendered you. But if you refuse to conform, you risk everything and gain only trouble. They say conservatism is the new punk rock, and there's much to that. We're the ones who actually take risks. We're the ones in danger of getting fired for wrongthink, of being banned from social media for dissenting, having a rabid pack of useless goobers try to cancel us for refusing to comply. And it's true throughout society. If you're some Hollywood star, you risk nothing, gain everything by joining the pack and bring your commie nonsense like that washed-up Harvey Weinstein dish rag. Jennifer Love Me For My Mind, who recently spouted off how she was haunted by Tucker and how she hates her conservative family in a pathetic attempt to salvage some attention as her talent and prospects began to sag. The ridiculous and elderly Dee Snider and Howard Stern, once out there on the edge, are today so far up the establishment they are human suppositories. And everybody knows it, but the truth is immaterial. Their narrative is that they are rebels and they are sticking to it. Mere facts are not going to change their mind. Or at least make them admit it out loud. And the smarter among them hate themselves inside for their cowardice, and they should. Because they suck. And let's keep reminding them of that by mocking them, just like Johnny Rotten did by paying tribute to Elizabeth R. And it's nice to know that in this world of rebels without any rebelling, with hacks raging in favor of the machine, there are at least a few rebels like good old Johnny Lydon still telling the powers that be to stuff it. But it would have been so cool if he'd played Anarchy in the UK. They're not rebels. They're not the downtrodden. They're not the minority. They're trying to, well, they're actually a numerical minority, but they're a loud majority. And they have everything behind them, and yet they can't bring us into conformity, which tells you exactly how much power they actually have and how stupid their positions and their policies actually are. And if you are lucky enough to not live in some blue-controlled hellhole city, some blue-controlled hellhole state, which some of you are not, we're working on that. We are working on that. And you should work on it with us. You should work on it with us. But, yeah, we're the rebels now. We are the Johnny Rottens of the 2020s. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back. Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expansive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Did you know that you can easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. And here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCN Tax Cut. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNTeam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNTeam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. My senior senator is Lindsey Graham, and I have said it many times, you have my apologies. But let me say at the outset that I'd rather have him in the United States Senate than any Democrat, especially the clown he beat last time, who's now the chairman of the Democratic National Committee, because the leftists always fail up. Jamie Harrison is a racist pile of garbage on top of being a moron who would do everything he was told by the White House. Graham, you know, Graham is not that guy. And one of them, he is a lot of things, and one of them is significantly better than Harrison is in every way. But he is not perfect. And he's getting farther away from it every day. When John McCain was alive, Graham followed him around like a puppy and did all he could do to imitate him. And when McCain died, Graham was kind of lost and latched on to President Donald Trump. Since Trump left office, Graham has been kind of lost, desperate to matter and get media attention while trying to placate his progressive instinct to do something about whatever the domestic issue is, and embracing every prospect for war because that's been the only constant in his career. In that attempt to matter and to do something, Senator Graham proposed this week create a new regulatory agency to license companies like Twitter. Now, as awful as these tech companies are and can be, the idea of a new regulatory agency is worse. Is there nothing that exists that could be repurposed that we are going to, you know, codify? Does he not know that? Graham isn't even floating the idea of eliminating one or several existing agencies that have outlived their usefulness and reforming them to handle this, putting aside the idea that the Fed's licensing these companies. I might look favorably on it if there was a 3-to-1 elimination of existing jobs for the creation of new ones, something to shrink the government at least a little. But it's not part of this. And then he goes from bad to worse. His proclamation on this new agency involves teaming up with Senator Elizabeth Warren. And there's no way she will ever allow for the shrinking of the government or anything remotely good. How lost do you have to be to think Warren is an ally? But working with a Massachusetts leftist is hardly the biggest problem Graham created this week. For reasons unknown, as he's not up this cycle, Graham decided to undercut the conservative argument against Roe v. Wade being overturned and introduce a federal abortion ban after 15 weeks. Now, while you might agree with that sentiment, the execution here is a horrible idea. First, it gives the left something to badger Republican candidates coast to coast on the issue. And that might play well in Georgia's Senate race, and it could be a different result in Pennsylvania or Ohio. Every campaign needs to be free to run, however it deems best. They don't need some jackass in D.C. dictating terms and arming their opponents. And now they'll all have to answer about Graham's proposal repeatedly. Second, the conservative argument against Roe in a nutshell was it's horribly decided, and it should it be overturned, it wouldn't outlaw abortion but return it to the states. Democrats want to federalize abortion and the law. Republicans wanted it to be left to the states. Lindsey Graham's legislation cedes the point to the Democrats that this is an issue for the federal government. A 15-week ban would legalize abortion nationwide up to that point, doing the bidding of Democrats by usurping the power from the states for the feds. And what's the point? Don't give me the morality argument. We aren't dealing with morality. We're dealing with the Constitution. Murder isn't a federal crime. It's a state crime. States should be able to decide for themselves their laws on most things, including abortion. If you want to outlaw it, it's much easier to do it on a state-by-state basis than nationally. We've just won the concept of federalism on abortion, and Lindsey Graham came along and bombed it. Why? That's the real question. Why now? And there's no good answer, at least no rational one. The only thing I can come up with is, without someone to suck up to, Graham is reverting back to his McCain roots. There's something to be said for boat rocking, but it should only be done when the boat needs to be rocked. Doing it for attention or lack of self-control are not good reasons. And for the cheering he's getting from some quarters, his actions are doing damage to others, and he either doesn't know or doesn't care, and for that reason, he's a little bit idiotic. And this is one of those things. See, this particular, first of all, we have bigger fish to fry right now. Absolutely bigger fish. We have a lot of other things we have to do And this is not one of them. This has been decided. This has already been handled. So, it makes me wonder what's going on with him. And I have said this many times, and Lindsey Graham is no less this. There are some politicians out there who are very savvy. And when something does come up that they may not know a lot about, they will become a very quick study and figure out what to talk about and what to do. However, when you don't know, which Lindsey Graham doesn't know about a lot of things. Lindsey Graham's been for red flag laws. What kind of stupid... He's the one that got the... In the BSCA, he's the one that got the red flag law incentivizing put into that. You can't possibly do a federal red flag law. That is just way too out there. There's no way to enforce it. Who's going to do that one for them? Who's going to run that one for them? So, you have to get out there and do something else. And so what they decided to do is say, well, we'll give you money if you put a red flag law in place. Now, if he'd asked somebody who knew what they were talking about, he would have been told, listen, the only states that want them have them, and the states that don't want them are never going to consider them. And that's why. The governors don't want them. The legislatures don't want them. The voters don't want them. So they're not. You can't offer them enough money to do it. Because you notice no one stepped up and said, I'm in on that, some of that action. I am ready for this. No problems. And by not having your... This is what makes a politician... This is a classic case of a tone-deaf politician. See, he's not out there wanting to wield power effectively. During the Kavanaugh trial, he was all in, and I was good. During the in his interview where he said, you know, there's going to be rioting in the streets. This is when he gets out there and actually is in touch with reality and actually what's happening in the present. When he gets out there and puts this out there, does he not did he not know about the Supreme Court ruling? Does he not know that's now with the states? Does he think that the Fed is he? I guess I need to. I've never tried to get him on the show. I need to try to get him on the show. I'm one of his constituents. I'll try that. We'll see. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
No such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
In the 21st century, the handgun has become the preeminent self-defense tool. At CNH Precision, we specialize in taking your weapon to the highest degree of functionality possible. With a complete array of goods and services specializing in red dot sight installation, CNH Precision will help you realize the most effective handgun the first time. If you need slide milling, installation, or accessories, go to chpws.com. CNH Precision. Welcome to the Boom Squad.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Railroads and labor unions are in agreement for a cooling-off period after reaching a tentative deal overnight to avert a strike. The move is designed to prevent the first nationwide railway shutdown in three decades. President Biden says workers should be happy with the agreement.
This is a win for tens of thousands of rail workers and for their dignity and the dignity of their work. It's a recognition of that.
The former head of the notorious Gulf Cartel will be spending the rest of his life in prison. Jorge Castilla Sanchez was also ordered to pay millions of dollars in fines for his role in running a massive cocaine and marijuana drug ring. Political stunts. That's how White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre is describing actions by some Republican governors to bus or fly illegal immigrants to blue states. USA Radio News.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. Now, the current anti-Trump and anti-MAGA witch hunt is not about 2024. Because the Democrat DOJ is safe for two more years. It's about January 6, 2021. The target was not so much Trump as the idea that electoral votes could be legally contested on the joint session of Congress. Now, obviously, the DOJ violates core freedom of speech, but it also ignores a clear letter and spirit of the law regarding the joint session for presidential elections. 3 U.S. Code 15, counting electoral votes in Congress, clearly provides for raising and debating objections against all the certificates and papers purporting to be certificates of the electoral votes. Now, in that moment, in the session that commenced on January the 6th, Trump had a significant and really the only chance he had to be certified as the winner of the 2020 election. And neither Trump nor any group of Trump supporters wanted a violent disruption of this session. And for this reason, this disruption was in the interest of the Democrat Party. So the narrative that Trump supporters stormed and breached the Capitol appeared in the media in the first minutes of the violence. It was sustained by multiple lies fabricated on that day and on the following days. And since then, many of those lies have been exposed and previously hidden facts have been uncovered. Then the partisan DOJ-FBI investigation of the January 6th events had found no coordination between the Capitol breach nor any arms, plans, or means to breach the Capitol or to disrupt the joint session. Only the leads toward Trump MAGA have been investigated. Most of those arrested were charged with trespassing or other infractions. The most dangerous weapon, a spear, was carried by actor Jacob Chansley, a longtime performer of a QAnon shaman character. Only 1,500 unwanted visitors entered the Capitol on January 6th, the vast majority of whom were ordinary men and women allowed by the Capitol Police. The USCP had nearly 1,300 armed officers, more than enough to protect the Capitol building against a few hundred or fewer unruly protesters. with what we have available right now as the evidence, the narratives of the insurrection and pro-Trump mob storming the Capitol, led to a conclusion like this. A man with horns and a spear, accompanied by a few hundred unarmed civilians, stormed and breached the U.S. Capitol and caused the congresspersons to flee and hide. Yet, the Democrats like to compare January 6th to the War of 1812, when Washington, D.C. fell to the army of the British Empire. Thusly, these narratives are wrong. And, moreover, the Capitol was not breached because, you know, the U.S., the Capitol Police stopped defending it and opened the doors. You can't breach an open door. The key people overseeing the safety of the Capitol building were radical Democrats or their appointees. D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser and her appointees, MPD Chief Robert Conti and DHS Coordinator Chris Rodriguez, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi. This position, by the way, includes responsibilities of Mayor of the Capitol, if there were one. Senator Amy Klobuchar and Representative Zoe Lofgren, Nancy Pelosi had all overall responsibility for the Capitol Police since January 2018. That's what the Speaker does. Trump offered to D.C. the services of 10,000 National Guardsmen in connection with his position as Commander-in-Chief. He could do that. And the above-mentioned Democrats reject the offer. January 5th, Mayor Bowser and Senator Chris Murphy separately wrote nasty letters to the head of the DOJ and the DOD, as well as Secretary of the Army Ryan McCarthy, demanding that neither the National Guard nor any uniformed federal units, including special forces such as the FBI's hostage rescue team and about a dozen others, should deploy to D.C. on January 6th without Bowser's permission and in accordance with the Schumer-Murphy conditions. And that was a very legally dubious but politically effective letter preventing timely reinforcement of the Capitol Police. On January 6th, when requested by the USCP, MPD Chief Conti provided only approximately 100 more out of a potential force of more than 3,000. And Democrats maneuvered around in other maneuvers that handicapped the protection of the Capitol building. And despite all of this, despite all of these things that are in place that we know now to be actual fact, Trump's blamed. Now, the operational command of the Capitol Police on January 6th was in the hands of Democrat favorites Yogananda Pittman and Sean Gallagher. They did nothing to command or defend the Capitol, per a letter written by a former Capitol Police officer. Ms. Pittman also ordered the Senate and the House dispersed despite objections of Republican senators. Only after dispersing the joint session of Congress and gaining armed control of the Capitol building did the Democrats allow the National Guard and significant numbers of MPD. And then they had Congress to immediately resume the joint session, although the law is clear that if this session is put in recess, it can only resume only next day at 10 a.m. Since then, we've learned that the FBI had been lying and hiding evidence about reported pipe bombs, which conveniently disrupted the work of the RNC, but not the DNC. And they also framed an innocent person, and this fact alone suggests that those who planted the bombs were affiliated with Democrats. Now, in connection with January 6, 2021, the Democrat DOJ holds dozens of people detained without trial. So the hypothesis is that the Democrat Party and its allies are behind storming the Capitol, violent disruption of the joint session, and its improper resumption and conclusion. All of this deserves some more consideration. A lot of rules were broken here. Now, Trump knew that he was going to speak at the ellipse. And he also wanted to put in place things that would keep this from being stopped. Because what Trump wanted to do was he wanted to look at evidence. Because he had evidence. There was plenty of evidence laying around that never got looked at. And we know this. And despite all that, the Democrats learned, and I think they probably learned from the Virginian Second Amendment Day in 2020, January 2020. On that day, a lot of conservative American gun owners showed up. They were all kitted up in the battle rattle. I mean, they looked quite impressive, really. And they didn't do nothing. They policed up their own trash. They didn't fall for any of the stuff. They were told where they had to go prior, and so they went there. Very orderly in a very orderly fashion and a very respective fashion, showing only patriotism. I didn't want anybody I know to go to that because I thought that was a trap. But I was wrong. That was not a trap because they laid out the ground rules. They laid out the ROE, if you will. If you'll do this, that's fine. So everybody did that. At the Capitol building that day, on January the 6th, they did not do that. They did not say, well, if you want to come into the Capitol, come here. They just left it wide open. So then when they didn't get out there and give you any out, they realized that they had given you people permission to come in and do this and do that. So they decided not to go that route. They learned how to make something look bad. So nowadays, if somebody were to ask me, well, what would you do? How would you do this now? The EIO, I would simply say, don't go to these things anymore. Don't go to these things unless it is a completely, you know, if it's a gun rights thing or it's a conservative thing. It's nothing of a joint thing. Okay, maybe. But I mean, even when you go to that, you got to keep your eyes open and you got to keep be situationally aware, on the lookout for the provocateurs, if you will. And, well, that's what we got to do. January 6th, well, this is about a cover-up of their enticement and their allowing this to happen because Trump had a chance to turn that tide. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
My name is Stephen Hewer. In 1976, when I was 15 years of age, I was poisoned from 2 mercury dental fillings. The mercury came off these fillings in such high amounts that I went from having excellent health to having chronic constipation and candida overgrowth. I could barely eat any food for 4 years, which resulted in adrenal exhaustion by the age of 20. Despite years of diet experimentation, juice fasting, and intestinal cleansing, it was not until I took certain prescription sulfur amino acids that I healed my eliminatory function and eliminated my candida overgrowth. Later, it was not until I began to consume Green Meadow Whey that I eliminated my mercury burden 100%. Had Green Meadow Whey existed in 1976, I could have healed my gut and body decades earlier. Green Meadow Whey supplies a very high concentration of the sulfur amino acids needed to fuel glutathione production. Glutathione removes mercury and virtually all other toxins from the body. Set your body free from the burden of heavy metals and environmental toxins with Green Meadow Whey. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. Prime Minister of New Zealand, Jacinda Ardern. She had such promise. In the spring of 2020, the then 39-year-old New Zealand Prime Minister emerged on the world stage as the COVID drama's anti-Trump. Ardern was calm, we were told, where Trump was capricious, compassionate where Trump was callous, and disciplined where Trump was improvisational. She was, in short, the modern major general of the emerging fascist New World Order, and the media swooned over this. The New York Times headlined an April 2020 op-ed, "In a crisis, true leaders stand out. Swift action, compassion, and trust in the science mark the most effective responses to the coronavirus." Now, when the leftist Ardern promised the most significant restrictions on New Zealanders' movements in modern history, the New York Times praised her for her swift and decisive action. Then the Atlantic outgushed the Times. "Since March, New Zealand has been unique in staking out a national goal of not just flattening the curve of coronavirus cases, but eliminating the virus altogether, and it is on track to do it." Gary Friedman wrote that. "Gary Friedman, you're a complete and total idiot. An ignorant fool. Because that virus is going to be here. The coronavirus is the COVID is the new flu. It will be here. It'll become seasonal. It'll become annual. You know." But that's beside the point, because Ardern was common sense personified. She justified severe policies with practical examples, according to Friedman. "People needed to stay local because they drove off to some remote destination and their car broke down. Then what?" And Friedman added, "She said she knows as a parent that it's really hard to avoid playgrounds, but the virus can live on surfaces for 72 hours. Yeah, science. If you review the New Zealand COVID timeline, I was reminded of rebel leader Esposito's speech in the Woody Allen film Bananas. And it went like this. "From this day on, the official language of San Marcos will be Swedish. In addition to that, all citizens will be required to change their underwear every half hour. Underwear will be worn on the outside so we can check. Furthermore, all children under 16 years old are now 16 years old." Crazy, isn't it? Crazy, just crazy. On March 25th, 2020, Ardern out-crazied Esposito, putting the country on complete lockdown status 4 days before anybody had died of COVID. Then on April 25th, a month later, the country moved from lockdown status to restrict. On June 8th, with the borders closed and no new cases reported, the restrictions were lifted. But on August 11th, four new cases surfaced, and once again, Ardern put the Kiwis on restrict. By October 7th, the whole country is back to normal, sort of. But on February 14th, 2021, three new cases were reported, and it's back to restrict. So for the next 6 months, the nation yo-yoed between normal and restrict. And other than closing New Zealand to the world and treating her citizens like kindergartners, Ardern's finger in the dike strategy seemed to be working. Until it wasn't. Her positively medieval zero-COVID policy led to this headline-making story from August 2021. New Zealand's Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern locks down nation over single COVID case. Science. Don't you just love science? She said, the best thing we can do to get out of this as quickly as we can is to go hard after imposing once more the nation's toughest level 4 lockdown rules. We've made the decision on the basis that it is better to start high and go down levels rather than to go low, not contain the virus, and see it move quickly. After 7 weeks into a 3-day lockdown, Ardern finally abandoned her increasingly futile zero COVID policy, and the virus ran through New Zealand's population in 2021-2022, much as it had done the rest of the world a year earlier. So despite a vaccination rate of 77% and 18 months to prepare for an epidemic, more than one out of three New Zealanders contracted the disease, including Ardern herself. And 2,000 of them died. And as the cases mounted, the swift and decisive Ardern rotated her nation once more through the various levels of oppression. To her seeming surprise, the gratuitous restrictions and mandates caused a major public backlash. In March 2022, protesters set up camp on Parliament grounds in Wellington, the nation's capital, and stayed for 3 weeks until routed by police. And to dislodge the protesters, they resorted to cruel and unusual measures, including turning on the sprinklers and blasting Barry Manilow tunes. They must really hate Barry. Where was Amnesty International when the protesters needed them most? For the Prime Minister, the protest was her very own January 6th. Said Ardern, I was both angry and deeply saddened to see the Parliament, your Parliament, our Parliament, desecrated in that way and the children's playground destroyed by a small group of illegal protesters. After ruining countless businesses and deforming millions of lives, the ever-compassionate Prime Minister would have had the nation weep for a broken playground. Also, Ardern added, but as I say, it's not something that will define New Zealand's response to this pandemic. And unfortunately, she was right, because most of the Kiwis there put up with the stuff. On Monday, this past week, September 12th, Ardern may not have intended to show how perversely she mismanaged New Zealand these past 30 months, but that's what she did. The one-time poster girl for well-intentioned oppression announced the lifting of virtually all COVID restrictions, including mask wearing and vaccine mandates. And just like that, Viola, it was over. Finally, Ardern said at a press conference, rather than feeling that COVID dictates what happens to us, our lives, and our futures, we take back control. The truth of the matter is that COVID never dictated what happened to New Zealanders or Americans or Australians or Swedes or anybody else on the planet. It never dictated that. Only the response of the governments dictated that. Now, I'm lucky. You may not be as lucky as I am, because here in South Carolina, except for having to wear a mask, life went on as normal for the most part. For those, that initial, those 2 weeks, those 15 days to flatten the curve, I stayed here. Everybody stayed where they were, because we honestly did not know what was going on. And that's, not in venturing out, we were possibly taking a risk. But it turned out that we weren't taking a risk. And it also turned out that, most coronaviruses, what do? They cause colds. This one, initially, before Fauci got involved and all these other people got involved, this was being played up. But this actually fell in perfectly for what they wanted to do with mail-in voting. Because one thing I cannot, and they're trying to do it now with monkeypox. They want monkey or a new strain of COVID or something. Because mail-in voting is the easiest way to have voter fraud. If you want to see a 100% honest election, everybody's got to go in person and vote. One man, one woman, one vote. And then they have to be tallied. Honestly, and then those results have to be sent forward. The last election and the 2020 election, one of the reasons that Trump had a real chance at turning that when they were going through the electoral vote certification process was that there were several states that were up there, the states that were all in play when we went to bed, there was evidence showing irregularities. And all that had to happen was show the irregularity and decertify the vote. Very simple. That's what they should have been seeking to do. They probably did seek to do that, since I'm not an insider on the Trump campaign. That was probably what they were trying to do as we look at it now. And the thing was, it just wasn't allowed to happen. But 69% of America voted irregularly in a non-traditional manner, which was perfect. If you want to know how the election got stolen, that's how it got stolen. 69% of America voted in a non-traditional manner. And some of you did it honestly, but enough was done dishonestly. It amounted to 42,000 votes. That was the difference. That was all that would have changed everything. Hour number two is inbound. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high quality distance education using time tested materials and hands on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to MGS.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.